Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Queen Jay. Yes, y'all, I am back, and today y'all getting that 2-for-1 special. But in this case, it's going to be about podcasts. I do need to edit my title because I got more than one drink, type of drink that I'm going to be talking about for the next 30 to 45 minutes. So I am going to edit my title after I finish this episode. I know I miss my music. I miss starting off with music, but music will come back when my hour or long show come back. So right now, y'all just can hear my lovely voice until I get done. And whoever listened to my episode earlier, thank you, because, you know, I had to get that topic out because I really truly was upset that I didn't get to see my Instagram live, but it's cool. I'm going to get Peacock back, and I will watch it probably more than one time, knowing me. All right, so let me just say this. I know this topic will be discussing alcohol. If you don't drink or whatever, please do not take offense to this episode. Also, this is not to encourage anybody to intake any alcohol. I just want to put that disclaimer out there. This is not to trigger anyone. So when you see this topic, if you look at the tag, please, ma'am, please, sir, pay attention to the tag, because I don't want this to trigger anyone. Matter of fact, I might try to take that tag out, but if I can't, it's all right. I just, you know, wanted to share some of my favorite drinks, because I know I have people that on here that like to drink besides me. So no judgment, but I just want to put that disclaimer out there too. If you have an issue, please do not listen to this episode, because I don't want to be responsible for anybody getting, you know, triggered by anything. And shout out to those that, you know, are going through sobriety. I'm so happy for you that you decided to, you know, lay off alcohol or take a break or stop to do it. Anything positive is always a plus in my book. So that's why I said, if this episode feels triggering to you, please do not listen. That is not my purpose for this. I just want to do a random topic. All right, so some of my favorite drinks. Like I said, I'm going to edit this episode when I get finished. I'm going to edit this episode because I'm not just going to be talking about alcohol. I'm going to be talking about soda, water, Gatorade, things like that. So let's discuss this. When I want to get turnt, and for those of you who know me, know I can get turnt. I get turnt every Saturday, which I am trying to stop. I said maybe like starting May, I'm going to try to take a May break for the whole month of May, because it's somebody in my life birthday coming up in May, and I have to be the driver for them. And I want them to enjoy their birthday. And knowing them, they're probably going to enjoy their birthday the whole month. So with that being said, I want to be completely sober for the month of May. I don't want to have no wine, no liquor, no margaritas, none of that. I just want to drink water, Gatorade, juice, whatever. And I'll probably go back up from the juice because it has a lot of sugar. So I just want to basically do, like, matter of fact, I'm going to push myself for the month of May. See, it's all about setting goals. So I'm going to push myself for the month of May. I'm just going to do nothing but water and shakes for the month of May and eat more vegan. I'm trying to, I know it's not going to happen overnight, but I'm really trying to wean myself into being a vegan. And I know it's going to be hard, and I know it's going to be difficult, but I'm really, really trying to wean myself into becoming vegan. It may not last long, but I think I'm going to start off doing it by like a week of just being a vegan for a week, starting May 1st. I'm just going to be a vegan for a week and see how I like it. And if it, you know, I'm not being off topic, but if it sounds like something I want to do, then I'll continue to do it. Try to sell some of those meats. Now, it's going to be some days where, you know, anytime you're making a change, And I'm going to get back to the main topic, but anytime you're making a change, it's kind of hard, you know, when you've been doing something for so long. But I think I can do it. Guys, I think I can do it. I ain't going to lie to y'all. May 1st, I'm making a complete change. No alcohol and vegan life. It may be hard, like I said, because there may be some times where I have to, you know, fight it. You get what I'm saying? But I'm going to do that. That's my goal for me. That's my goal for me. All right, guys. So listen. Saturday and maybe Sunday are my chill days, right? Where I like to be at least. I call it downtime Saturdays or downtime Sundays, whichever one, or maybe downtime Mondays, whatever it is, but mostly Saturdays. I call it my downtime where I just unwind, relax, and just, you know, have me some drinks. I think my favorite drink that I like to drink that gets me a little lit is margaritas. I love margaritas. Shout out to my cousin and her best friend. They make the best margaritas. If you're ever in my city and there are places open, I can show y'all, I can tell y'all, you'll get all the margaritas you want at a decent price. I really, truly love margaritas. I do drink some liquor, but I don't do a whole lot. But I do like, to me, I'll have anything that's brown or white, but I just won't have no Fireball. To me, Fireball is terrible, okay? To me, Fireball is terrible. I don't want Fireball. I don't like Fireball. It's terrible to me. So, but anything else, I'll be willing to have. For me, I'm a person that likes to drink and chill. I don't like to be, you know, mad and cussing people out and all this next. I'll curse people out when I'm sober too, but we're not going to talk about that. But still, I'm just saying, like, I don't like to be mad or upset. You know, I like to chill and have fun. I don't like to be doing all that while I'm chilling. Like, the worst thing ever is to piss me off while I'm trying to have a drink. You know what I'm saying? I hate that. Like, do not piss me off while I'm trying to chill. Because that's the quickest way to get told off. Do not piss me off while I'm trying to chill. Because if you do, it's gonna be trouble, okay? Let me, when I'm starting to have my little downtime and playing my music and being to myself, let me do that. Let me do that, because if you piss me off, it's not going to be good. And a couple people have seen that. Like I said, I don't have to drink to cut somebody out, tell somebody off. It's just that it's kind of worse. But, yeah, I'm not going to stay on the alcohol too much because, like I said, I don't want to trigger nobody. I don't want nobody to feel any type of way. But I'm one of the people that, you know, like to have a good old drink. And let me tell you something right now. There is nothing wrong, okay? Nothing wrong with having you a little drink. Give me 1 second, guys. Okay, so I changed the title. So there is nothing wrong with having a little drink. You know, some people, they work hard. You know, they you know, have a lot of things going on. You know, that's one thing I will never judge nobody about, which I try not to judge people. And I'm pretty sure I have done that in the past, you know. One thing about me, I'll never just not own up to nothing, you know what I'm saying? I don't always have to let people know what I don't own up to or what I own up to. But that's one thing I can say is that, you know, I used to, you know, judge people for certain things, but I realize it's not good to do that because, you know, you don't want nobody judging you. Anyway, like I said, you know, if you had a hard day at work or something pissed you off, you might want a little drink, you know what I'm saying, to relax. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't let nobody make you feel bad for wanting to have you something to keep you calm and cool and collected. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody make you feel bad about that. Okay? Anyway, enough about those. Let's get to soda. I'm trying to slowly, because I'm trying to get my weight to a certain point, I'm trying to slowly wean myself off of soda. Like I said, it's one of those things that is hard, but I know I can do it. But I love Coke. I love any type of soda. I don't care for Mellow Yellow. My main two sodas I love is Coke and Pepsi. I'll do a little glow Sprite or Mountain Dew. Like tonight, a lot today, I went to Sonic. Y'all know Sonic has that little happy hour, $2 to $4. I'm not ashamed to say I will catch them cheap deals. I'm not one to act beyond my means. But, y'all, I had got me a cherry vanilla Coke, guys, with the lime in it. Y'all talking about something good. Shout out to Sonic for that. And it was hot today. Let me tell you something. If you're in any type of part of the world where it's hot, I pray for you. And pray for me, too, because I'm in South Carolina. Y'all know it's burned up down here. When I mean by burn up, y'all know it's hot down here in South Carolina. Woo! The heat index. And it's not even summer yet, so I'm just like, do I really want to go outside? But listen, I'm trying to get my tail to Myrtle Beach. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, even if I don't get to go to Myrtle Beach, Hartsville has a pool. I can't think of what the name of it is. I got to look at it. But I'll go there and get in the pool. I got to go to Myrtle Beach. I can go down to Hartsville and get in their pool. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't even matter. But, listen, y'all. Soda is good, but it's you know, you got to have a certain limit when it comes to soda. I'm just saying for me. I ain't talking for nobody else. I'm talking for me. You got to have a certain limit when it comes to drinking soda. Water. I love drinking water. I love drinking water. It's one of the things that I try to drink more of because I know it's good and it helps me. I've noticed that it helped me get some pounds off. I just have to be consistent with it. You know what I'm saying? Water is so good when you put in that freezer, y'all. Put you some water in that freezer, let that ice go up in it. I don't care if you have a bottle of water, a jug of water, cup of water. Let that ice get in that water, guys, and I'm telling you, it is so good. You understand what I'm saying? It's so good. Oh, it's just so good. That's all I can tell y'all. I do have some sugar-free drinks sometimes. Powerade, Gatorade. You know, things like that. You know, it just depends on my mood for the day. The only thing I hate about water is that when I drink water, it makes me go to the bathroom a lot. And I guess that's pulling all that stuff out of you, which is a good thing. But it just makes me go to the bathroom a lot, especially when I'm on the road and I'm doing my side job, y'all. I have to constantly run to the bathroom, but I'm like, you know, I try not to complain because at least, you know, I'm able to go to the bathroom. You know, it could be a different story. You know what I'm saying? So with certain things, I just try not to complain about you guys. You know, on a hot day like today, because today, let me see what today's weather was, y'all. Today's weather was high as 88. So, yeah, today's weather was high at 88, so it is hot out there, but it doesn't cool down now. Right about 5 o'clock, I noticed it cooled down, and I noticed that next week is not going to be as hot. Tomorrow will be 87, Saturday 83. It's going to rain Sunday, so I'm pretty sure Sunday I'm not going to be going over here. unless I really, really have to, but I don't think Sunday that I'm going to be going to work Sunday because it's going to rain Sunday, so. But, yeah, y'all, that was pretty much all I wanted to come back live and talk about with some of my favorite joints. And, yeah, like I said, I do love alcohol. I love me some wine, too. I'll drink me some Mad Dogs. I'll drink some regular champagne, you know, something that ain't strong. I'll drink something that got 5%. Sometimes you just want a little something just to keep you relaxed. You see what I'm saying? You'll always have to drink the heavy stuff. It just, like I said, it's with alcohol, it really just depends on my mood, you know. And like I said, when I have alcohol in my system, it's best to let me chill. So let me piss me off. That's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem if you piss me off. So, but like I said, guys, when it comes to alcohol, never let nobody make you feel bad about wanting to have a drink, wanting to unwind. You know what I'm saying? As long as you don't overdo it, you're fine. And like I said, shout out to those that are going through sobriety. If you don't know what that word means, I can give you a definition. Sobriety basically means that, you know, if a person is drinking alcohol, they have went through a numerous amount of days of being sober. You know, I know this one person I know. She's a Capricorn also. Shout out to Capricorn. She has been 5 days sober. So that's basically what sobriety is. So I want to make this into something positive. Shout out to those who have been sober and sticking to it. Shout out to those who stopped drinking the good and all that. So I want to say good luck to you. Keep doing your thing. Keep being sober. Keep pushing for that goal. Even if you want to start back drinking, I just want to say, it's, you know, shout out to you if you decide to stop for a month. Shout out to you if you decide to stop for a week. Shout out to you if you decide to stop for 2 days. I feel like any type of sobriety, any type of amount of days of being sober, even if it's just 1 day, that's still progress. But shout out to everybody who's progressing and made it through sobriety, because I know sometimes it can be difficult. But shout out to y'all for making y'all goals of being sobriety. And shout out to those who want to go through that process. Like I said, I'm going to be going through that process next month. I want to be sober for 31 days next month. I'm going to be sober for 31 days next month. May 1st to May 31st. I cannot tell y'all that I won't try to have a drink. Cannot tell y'all that it's going to be easy. All I can tell y'all is that I'm going to try. I'm going to put my mind on other things. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, anybody that's going through sobriety or being sober, shout out to you. I wish you much success in your journey. And even if you do start back and decide to have a drink, listen, just know it's okay. It's all right. Queen J is here for you. Because guess what? We can do anything we put our mind to. Remember that. So I just came live to talk about that, y'all. Y'all know I usually don't do 2 shows in 1 day. But I just decided I want to talk about some of my favorite alcoholic drinks, some of my other type of drinks that are non-alcoholic, and also give some, I guess I gave some encouraging words to those who are doing something positive as going through sobriety. And like I said again, I wish you much success in that. Keep pushing forward to your goal. Even if you, you know, might have a minor setback and have decided to have a drink, guess what? It's all right. Because at the end of the day, we're all human. We're not perfect. The fact that you went through a month of sobriety is amazing. Okay? A day, 2 days, 3 days, a week, 2 weeks, it doesn't matter. You still went through it, and that's amazing. That's amazing. Anybody who's doing something positive, shout out to you for wanting to do positive things. I was listening to someone on Beagle, And they were talking about how they helped people get money, and the people that won the money was blessing other people to get them what they needed. And any day and time, we need to help each other. You know what I'm saying? Like all this animosity and want to fight and all this stuff and want to cuss people out and want to be mean and stuff. I mean, listen, sometimes, you know, you have to throw some things on your back like water on a duck. Because sometimes your enemies will come and need your help too. I didn't mean to say that, but maybe somebody needs to hear that. I have people that owe me, well, I ain't going to say nothing. But anyway, y'all, it's all right because my blessing's coming. I got some blessings coming, and I'm not ashamed to say what I help people, you know. I'm going to stay off that topic because I don't want nobody to think I'm throwing them on the bus or bashing them. No, all I'm saying is that anything I do with people, I just wait on my blessings to come. No matter if we still talking or not, I'm blessed. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. But anyway, let me go, guys. Y'all might hear me tomorrow. I'm going to try to come back on here Saturday. I'm going to try to make a little fun episode Saturday. Might try to do some story time Saturday. Y'all going to be looking for me tomorrow, but I'm going to try my best to come Saturday. So real quick before I go, because my phone is on like 64%. You guys can listen to this episode not only on Blog Talk Radio, but you also can listen to me on iHeartRadio. Hey, iHeartRadio. Amazon Music. Hey, Amazon Music. And for now, Apple Podcasts. Hey, Apple Podcasts. Y'all can listen to me on those platforms as well as Blog Talk Radio. I'm still trying to get this podcast on one more episode. For now, the rest of the year, I'm doing solo shows. If anybody would like to come and do an episode with me or talk to me or even tell me how you feel, remember, guys, CJ Podcast has no limits. There's no limits to what you can say. Even if you want to come curse me out, I'll allow you to do that. You may not get to do it again, but I will give you that chance to do that. Or to tell me up front how you felt about certain things or whatever you want to do. My show is free and open to anybody. So just hit me up at queenj256@yahoo.com. QUEENJ256@yahoo.com. Hit me up. Let me know what's up, you know. Like I said, I'm solo, and that will be discussed in another episode. Why I've been distant. Why I am alone, like I said. So anyway, like I said earlier, I hope that y'all had a wonderful day. It is cooling down outside. I'm going to be going and doing my little side job soon. So y'all got a 2-for-1 special today. Enjoy it because it doesn't happen every day. I love y'all. Thank y'all for being a supporter of Queen J Podcast. The new Queen J Podcast is at 1,009 listens. It's never about the listens. It's about the fact that you guys still tune to my show. Even after I got on social media, even after I stopped having guests. And I'm forever grateful. And shout out to my podcast because when I listened to my episode I did earlier, I heard an ad at the end of it. So I got to look into that. Is my podcast having ads now when I finish? I always go back and listen to my episodes. So I know I'm one of the listeners that listen because I go back and listen. And I have an ad in my episode. That's so cool. All right, y'all. Make sure that you share this podcast. Y'all can still share this podcast if I still have anybody that listens to me on Twitter, even though I'm not on Twitter. You still can share this podcast to every platform that you have. I don't care. You can share it. Remember, I will be putting my email in the description so that you can hit me up because I am no longer on any social media. So you can hit me up on my show. Call in. I'm the only one that can see your phone number. And let's have a conversation. All right, y'all. Hopefully I'll get to talk to y'all soon. Bye.